Blog Talk Radio.
Joy Brown, thank you again for joining us today, Wednesday, November the 15th. We do appreciate you taking out your time to come and hear a word by your Joy Brown. This is a day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. We're going to talk about, again, we'll talk about our passions. Is find your passion. Your passion is any powerful or compelling emotion or feeling as love or hate. The state of being active on or affected by something external, especially something alienated to one's nature or one's customary behavior. Passion corresponds to our innate strength. We are all born with things that we are great at, things that we love to do, and most of us have many strengths. What are your passions? Do you know what passions you have? Have you ever heard the saying that someone died with their music still inside of them? And they said the richest place in the world is the cemetery, as many have died and never was created enough to go out and create the things that they really love to do. It's sad, yet millions of people come and go on the planet and never really discover what they are truly passionate about. I don't want that to be you. I want you to find it is. What is it that you love doing and do it? Finding your passion can be incredibly joyful and at the same time a difficult and challenging process. You can tell when a person is doing what they love because it's absolutely wonderful to be around them. It's like when you have someone that can just sing, you can tell that when they are passionate about their singing or speaking, they love to speak, or they're playing an instrument. They love to play the instrument, or maybe ball, or athletes. They love to play football, or basketball, golf, or whatever it is that they are doing. We are naturally drawn toward people who are in love with what they are doing. Finding our passion is like putting together the pieces of a puzzle. It doesn't all come together at one time. But if you keep on looking and keep on doing what you love to do, it'll finally come together and you'll have the whole pieces. Each piece is a part of the other, and it is essential for the whole. So when you have all the pieces, you have a masterpiece. It says, where does passion come from? Passion originates from inside us. it begins with inspiration. You're inspired to do something. I don't know what it is that you're looking for. Passion comes from the heart and not the mind. And we can use the mind, use our logic to discover passion. We only know we have discovered it through our emotions. Passion is innate. It is something that you have when you're born. It is something that we are born with, and it can manifest itself in many different forms. Passion resonates with who you are and with our innate being. When we find our passion, it will feel like we have discovered a piece of who we are. It will feel refreshing, invigorating, and energizing. And as we said before, three-step process to cultivating your passion. You need to write it down. As soon as we have an idea that inspires us, capture it on paper. And when we do this, we immediately bring the idea into a physical realm. We are moving our ideas into reality. Many times when we do this, our brain will give us the following thought. This happens for two reasons. We have freed up our brain with to allow a new thought to enter. We have encouraged our brain by acknowledging a great idea and giving it credibility, thus inspiring creativity. Two, take action. Immediate action. In your next available moment, put your ideas into action. Maybe it is to check to see if a domain name is available for a great business idea. If so, go online, find it, buy it. This single action begins an avalanche of possibility. It triggers the law of attraction and begins to make things happen that will show you the next step. And the third, be ready to receive the next step. Sometimes we aren't exactly sure what the next step is, yet we know the direction in which we want to go. If we remain open, the universe will show us what to do next. We need to be ready to listen and to take action. Now, you got to get to the place where you're taking a leap of faith. When you're pursuing your passion, you will be pushed out of your comfort zone. You'll be asked to grow. Most people, when faced with pushing through their comfort zone, stop and fade back into their comfortable rut. Passion is something that you must pursue. It takes courage, faith, and action. Taking a leap of faith, plunging into something that you don't know how it's going to work out, but you got to believe that this is what you want to do. And this will take you to the path, the right path of where you're going. When you're pursuing your passion, the only thing that matters is how you feel about what you're doing. If you get off track, it's okay. You are exactly where you are supposed to be. Pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and get back on your groove. Passion. Passion. That's a powerful word. Passion is a force. It's an always wanted passion. Success and happiness, just like everyone else. It has huge goals and dreams, and I was determined to reach them. Yet, in spite of all my willpower and effort, I didn't feel successful. Every day, it was a struggle to get started. However, once I did the mental and logical framework of optimism and commitment and success, external feelings of motivation would kick in. Would generally have a great day. Oh, brother. It is something you have to go after every day. Then, you know, I slowly realized that there were two things missing from my life, the lack of attraction and passion. Most of my goals were created from a place of internal inspiration. They were created from a place of logic, surface level motivation, driven by my will. Goals are typically very logical and smart. Goals also tend to be tied down to three-dimensional reality. Goals require motivation, determination, persistence, hard work, and drive. Goals have served us well in the past, but now we're moving into a new level of consciousness. With the release of the secret, of millions of people around the world are learning about the law of attraction. So this, through this, we are coming to understand the power of intention and the power of co-creation. There's five keys to powerful and passionate goals. Serves us as an individual, comes from an internal place of inspiration, is aligned with our values, is aligned with who we are, and it resonates with our being, it is aligned with a higher purpose greater than ourselves. What makes us a powerful and passionate intention? All of us above plus will let it go. We realize that we are co-creators and have the universe, being, source, God, whatever you want to call it, at our side to bring what we desire. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will give you the desires of your heart. So it comes in trusting in the higher being. Come in trusting God to bring you to your destiny. If you think of your life as a car, your passion is the fuel, your vision is the destination, and your action is to get there. The law of attraction and passion are a formula for success. Once we have discovered what we are passionate about, we are now vibrating a higher frequency. This is true because we have connected with an internal piece of ourselves with the outside world. We are discovering who we really are and creating a world that corresponds with that. Passion magnifies our energy level, thus accelerating the law in us. It accelerates. When we add to our passion in the law of attraction to our equation, we begin to get unexpected results. Our vision expands. Our action produces greater results. The more time we get our passion in ourselves, the greater we vibrate, and the faster we will create the results we are looking for. There's something inside of you that is right now that begins poking at you because it brought you to your conscious attention as you read this. Right now, I want you to acknowledge what it is. Write it down now. Next, feel what it would be like if you had this in your life, if you made this change of decision. Hold on to that feeling for 17 seconds. What does that feel like when you saw yourself having it? Did it feel good? Did you begin to feel more alive? Did you feel inspired? You will know when you have found it. No one can tell you what your passion, your path looks like. Others can tell you how they found their passion or how they got there. I can tell you what consists of a general principle on how to find it, but no one can find your passion for you. You discover it for yourself. Whatever you do, do it with all your heart. We have only one life to live. This is not a practice run. Live your life to the fullest. Live in the moment. Don't settle for playing with the mind pies in a city where you can be building sand castles on the beach. Invest in yourself. Discover the ingredients of your passion. Have courage. Take a leap of faith. Rely on the law of attraction. Whatever you do, do it with all your heart. Live your passion. I'm going to go for a commercial.
This is a Queen Vander Power Nugget.
Did you know that we have to keep first things? 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse verses 1 through 3 lets us know, I exhort, desire, instruct, therefore, that first, supplication, prayer, intercession.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you Nabuki?
You Nabuki?
This is a Queen Banda Power Nugget.
Did you know that it is by design that we aspire for greatness? Don't allow fear or insecurity to delay the inevitable. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4 lets us know you, dear children, are from and have overcome them, because greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world.
Hi, this is Joy Brown with the Pastors for Punch TV Studio, and we are talking about passion. What is it that you really want to do? What is your gift? Do you know that there are hundreds and thousands of people who go through their entire life and never really know what their passions are? Passion, because I believe people have many passions, like playing some kind of sports, reading, meeting new people, or just sitting on a bench and watching people go by. There are those who really love their job, and they are passionate about what they do. But you have to define what it is that you want to do and what your passion is. What is it that you have the most ultimate desire to do in your life? There are individuals who love what they're doing and they're very successful at it. They're passionate at what they do and loving every moment of it. In your pursuit of success in life, it is not just about passion. It's about the association you surround yourself with. People can really get you off track and bring you down if you're hanging out with dream stealers. Along with that, you have to have strong feelings about what you are doing. In other words, get emotional about it. Next, you want to become sensitive about it. You want to protect that which you are passionate about, your integrity while living your passion in everything. Honesty is not the best policy. It is the only policy. When we look at life and how the world is designed, it becomes apparent that it is obligation to become rich and successful. All nature is based on growth and abundance, to be the best that we can be, to grow all we can, to love all we can, to do all we can, to give all we can. And the best gift you can ever give is to your Creator. It's not too late. I don't care what age you are. It's not too late to create and to do something that you've always wanted to do. There's one last thing you would have to master and delete from your life, and that's negativity. Many people say, how can I have a positive when everyone in the world around me is negative? Negativity comes from people, what they say, what they do, what they write, and what they believe. All you have to do is to eliminate negativity in your life, the change of people you are listening to, talking with, and associating with. Bob Proctor said, you have to be very careful who you listen to and spend time with, because you become like those with whom you spend time with. Look around and observe who you spend your quality time with, to what you watch and what you read. Great association, great movies, great books are all around. When positive things walk into your life, you will find negative things walk out. have a purpose, association, have strong feelings and emotions, sensitivity, integrity, by all means, obligations, and get rid of the negative. Passions is something special. They are unique to you. You have a special twist on it that makes it all yours. While others may enjoy the same type of things, person passion is unique. This is precisely why you make money with your passion. Many people do not know what they are passionate about. It's been long since they did something they wanted to do. If your entire life is lived out of obligation and duty, it can be hard to remember what brings joy into your life. It might be hard to imagine a life where you do what you want to do and make it a living. In order to discover and rediscover your passion, use the following strategies. When you think of your passion, think of things that you would like to do if you're being paid for it. See if you can find a feeling of joy about it. Buy some magazine about the subject and let the photos in the articles fire the flame of your passion even more. Find online groups who love what you love. They are informed in online groups. They meet online in person. They have activities, festivals, events you can participate in. When you go online, you can find every niche in the world sitting there. I bet you can find a group of left-handed, green-eyed poker players who only use antique cards if you look hard enough. Think for a minute. If you did not have to work to pay for your house, car, food, clothing, and other necessities, what would you do with your time? Would you paint? Would you be in the garden? Would you act? Would you race? Would you tutor children? Would you help the homeless? Would you travel all the time? Would you help pet shelters? What would you do that would give you a sense of accomplishment? What could you do that would give you a joy and energy in your life? What would fulfill your sense of purpose? That thing is called your passion. You found it. Now that you have found your passion, you need to test it. You need to make sure it is all that you think it is. Second year. The first, everyone is pure adrenaline. Your relationship is still telling people you just got into medical and dental school. And they are telling everyone that you got into chiropractic college and how you're going to be a doctor. The second year, when you really set in, now you are starting to understand what is expected of you. You begin to see what it takes to make it. And some students decide that is not what I want. There's nothing wrong with your changing your mind. Consider that a chance to get to know yourself is better. The best way to test your passion is to volunteer. You do not have to leave your job or move away. Just find a way to experience it if you can. Find something that you love doing that interests you. And say, show me the money. The next step is to use that information to create the income you want. You have to decide what the income would be. Yes, do this ahead of time to see what you can make. You must decide on your goals ahead of time. Because the second thing you will have to do is create a vehicle that can sustain or hold that kind of money. It's not about subject, about structure. You may be passionate about lemonade. If you just want to make $5 a week, set up a lemonade stand in front of your house. This is a vehicle that will make you at least $5 a week. But if you want to make $5,000 a week, you might want to open up a lemonade franchise that would get the traffic needed to generate that kind of money. It's much simpler than an expert drive to make you think it is. Find your passion, find your vehicle, and this will give you success. Sometimes you grow and realize that you want more. That means the vehicle has changed. Also means your team inside the vehicle will change. getting a team that can help you to your destiny is a valid success. However, your team may not stay the same for your entire journey. Learn to love them and let them go when it is time for them to go. It is not about putting someone down or telling them they are not good enough. This is just about part of growing your own company. When your team members no longer have the skills you need to move forward, you must change team members. It's not really a choice. You must change team members. People wait until a crisis and then fire people after a huge failure. This is not necessary if you already know they cannot perform the job you need done. Team members must always be evaluated by their competence. You can spend the next 12 months deciding on the vehicle you want to use. You can read and go to classes and seminars and teleseminars and retreats and clear yourself of self-sabotage. And there is an endless list of things people say you have to do before you can successfully find the right vehicle to move your dream forward. And frankly, it feels good to procrastinate sometimes. However, at some point, you have to do the work moving forward. You need to find a model for generating income. Look around and see how you're going to bring money into the business. How will sales happen? This is not a discussion on how to get startup money. This is where you pretend that it is full-blown business and you have to figure out how much money comes in. What is the amount of sales you need to give your money that you earn? Are you thinking this is the weirdest way to start a business? I hope so. I hope you're thinking more about the critical part of your success. 80% of new business fail. You have to think different to create success. An income generation model is important. If you want to share your energy and dream, it will take money. It does not have to be your money, but there has to be some money before you tell me how you're going to make millions on the word of mouth. Think about it. Think of a product that makes millions of dollars for the owner and no advertising. Starbucks does very little advertising. However, they consider their locations are advertising. I only live 2 miles from my office, and I pass at least 3 of the coffee shops no matter which routine I take. Their locations are constantly advertised. However, they still do some advertising. If you can think of one, email and tell me about it, and I do not know of one. These are just some answers, some things I want you to hear about, and your passion, finding your passion, how to find your passion and make money with your passion. Let's go to a commercial.
This is a Queen Vanda Power Nugget.
Did you know that it is by design that we aspire?
This is a Queen Vanda Power Nugget.
Did you know that we have to keep first things first? 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 3 lets us know, I exhort, desire, instruct, therefore, that first, supplication, prayer, intercession, a coming together, a conversation, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, presidents, and all who are in authority. Why? For this is good, beautiful, honorable, in the sight, in the presence of God, our Savior.
Hi, again, this is the Pastors for Punch TV Studios, your host, Joy Brown, talking about your passion, any powerful, compelling emotional feeling as love or hate, or whatever your passion is for starting your business, your dreams. I want you to take this information, and I want you to listen to it, and I want you to follow the examples that we have given you. Until next time, we thank you for joining our station. On behalf of our CEO, Joseph Collins, you have a wonderful day.